Welcome to Eternia Select, Motu News for the generation that grew up pressing start. I'm Sean Ayala, and every week I curate the Masters of Universe news I think is worth putting on your radar. There's a lot happening in the Motu community, so my goal is simple. Bring the stories worth knowing together in one place. And just a reminder, I'm not a Motu expert. I'm a fan, just like you. I'm learning about this stuff right alongside you, and one of my favorite things about doing this show is finding all the different people, the different websites, and the different creators helping keep this community informed. And this week, we've got sequel rumors. We finally got a better look at a game I've been waiting to play, like, forever. Last week's mysterious Ancient Evil has officially been revealed. Masters of the Universe is invading another tabletop universe. We've got a couple of callouts specifically for those who still have a soft spot for 1987, and you can finally play Jim Bro Skeletor. Let's hit start.
Press start.
Select number one. Are we actually getting a sequel? Okay, we need to start off strong here, because this news started popping up all over my feed this week. Masters of the Universe 2 is reportedly in early development at Amazon. I first caught this news through HeMania.com, who credited the Beyond reporter, and since then, the story has been bouncing around several parts of the Motu community. And obviously, I had to learn more. But here's where we need to hit pause just for a second. Because as I'm recording this episode, I haven't been able to find an official announcement from Amazon or Mattel confirming that Masters of the Universe 2 is happening. So right now, we're putting this one firmly in the rumor select category. And I'm okay with that, because part of this show is documenting what's being talked about in the Motu community. And there's a reason this particular rumor is getting so much attention. Last episode, we talked about the incredible streaming run the new movie has been having. Nielsen reported more than 1.1 billion minutes watched in the United States during its first week on Prime Video, making it the number one streaming title in Nielsen's rankings that week. And now, HeMania.com is reporting that Amazon has recognized the movie as its number one movie worldwide on Prime Video for 5 weeks in a row. So, could that streaming success eventually help us get another movie? I certainly hope so. But I'm not going to tell you a sequel is happening until the people actually making the sequel tell us it's happening. So for now, this is a rumor. Select number two. Dragon Pearl finally moves. Okay. I've been waiting for this one for quite some time now. We're talking about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe Dragon Pearl of Destruction video game. We've talked about this game before because its release has moved around quite a bit. It was originally expected back in April, then summer, and now, during the Pixel Arcadia showcase, we got another update. The current release window is early 2027. No specific month. No specific date, just early 2027. And yes, I want this game, so hearing that we're apparently waiting a little longer is extremely disappointing. But then, I watched the gameplay. And suddenly, I felt a little bit better. Pixel Arcadia shared an extended look at the opening stage, and it looks amazing. And this is probably the best look we've had at what Bitmap Burel is building. We've got these big, hand-drawn looking characters, He-Man, Teela, enemies filling the screen, classic side-scrolling beat-em-up action, and watching He-Man swing that power sword around immediately took me back to those arcade games where you walk up to the cabinet, drop in a quarter, and start beating up everything moving across the screen. Except we never really got this Motu game back in the days. That's what makes this so interesting for me. It feels like somebody went back and made the Masters of the Universe arcade game that should have been sitting next to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cabinet when we were kids. The game is supposed to have 12 stages, with He-Man, Man-at-Arms, and Teela playable from the start, plus She-Ra as an unlockable character. And this game was also playable at Gamescom this week through Clear River Games, so people are actually getting their hands on it again. So yes. Am I disappointed we're waiting until 2027? Yes. But after watching the first stage, I'll just say this. Please take your time. Get it right, because I really want this one to be amazing. If you haven't seen the gameplay, I'll put a link to the gameplay video in the show notes at seanayala.com. Select number 3. Yeah, it was King Hiss. Okay, remember last week, Mattel Creations started teasing a new Chronicles figure? They gave us an ancient evil, some snake imagery, and that mysterious eye. And we had a pretty good idea of who it might be. Well, for those that guessed it, it was King Hiss. He's part of the Chronicle line inspired by the new movie and comes with interchangeable pieces that allow you to transform him from that humanoid King Hiss look into the mass of snakes underneath, which is exactly what King Hiss should do. Mattel says the figure launches September 2nd, with Club Grayskull members getting the first purchase window. As always, check Mattel Creations for availability in your market, but I really like that we were able to get to follow this one from what is Mattel teasing to, yep, that's King Hiss. That's exactly the kind of little week-to-week stories I want Eternia Select to capture. Select number 4, Motu meets Magic. This one is interesting because we're entering a world that I'm absolutely not going to pretend I know everything about. Magic the Gathering. But I know Masters of the Universe, and apparently Masters of the Universe has decided it wants to play Magic. I first saw this news through Battle Ram blog, and the official announcement comes from Wizards of the Coast. It's called Secret Lair and Masters of the Universe, the most powerful super drop in the universe, which might be the most Motu name possible. The collaboration brings Masters of the Universe characters and artwork into Magic the Gathering through several different Secret Lair drops. We're talking He-Man, Skeletor, Orko, Man-at-Arms, She-Ra, and a whole bunch more. The collection officially drops September 14th, and here's where I'm going to stay in my lane. If you're looking for me to explain the strategy behind these cards, wrong guy. But if you grew up with Masters of the Universe and you're a Magic player, go check this out, because some of the artwork I've seen looks fantastic. For those that are interested, I'll link the official announcement in the show notes. Quick selects for the 80s kids. I've got two quick ones this week, and these are specifically for my fellow 80s kids. First, Orko is getting a plush, but there's actually a cool little story behind this one. I first saw this through Planet Eternia, and the plush comes from Toyplosion in Germany. They're producing an official licensed Orko plush inspired by an extremely rare Orko plush that appeared through the German Masters magazine back in 1987. According to Toyplosion, only 3 people won that original version, and it was never sold in stores. 39 years later, Orko is back. And somehow, seeing a big plush Orko just feels right. Check out Toyplosion for availability. It lives on their website now as of August 31st, and somehow seeing a big plush Orko just feels right. Check out Toyplosion for availability. It's live on their website now as of August 31st. And our second quick select. The 1987 Masters of the Universe movie is coming back in 4K. 88 Films has announced a new 4K UHD and Blu-ray edition scheduled for November. And this isn't just another copy of the movie, Their release includes a new 4K remaster from the original camera negatives, interviews, and archive material. But the thing that really caught my attention here, a newly uncovered extended preview cut featuring footage, extended scenes, and alternate takes that weren't in the theatrical version. Now that's interesting, especially after starting episode one by remembering John Cypher. I found myself thinking about the 1987 movie quite a bit. The movie wasn't necessarily the Motu we expected as kids, but nearly 40 years later, it's part of our Motu history, and I'm really happy people are still preserving it. Bonus stage. If you've been following along these past three episodes, I've been working on a little fan game called Jim Bro Skeletor, and this week, you can finally play it. I launched the first playable demo over at playmotu.com. Now, I want to be clear, this is very much a demo. There are only two workouts on it right now, and I'm still building, testing, and learning as I go. But the basic idea is there. You're helping Skeletor work out, trying to land your reps in the power zone, build your streak, and well, power up Skeletor. Because apparently, that's something Eternia needed. But honestly, this is where I'd love some help from the Motu community. Go play it, break it, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, and tell me what you think would make it more fun. Because one of my favorite parts of building these little games is sharing the process with other fans and seeing where we can take them. It's free, it's weird, it's Skeletor working out. What more do you want? Now it's time for
Game Over.
And that's Eternia Select for this week. We had sequel rumors, Dragon Pearl finally moving, King Hiss officially revealed, Masters of the Universe invading magic, a giant Orko, the 1987 movie getting another moment in the spotlight, and now you can actually go work out with Skeletor. Not a bad week in Eternia. And once again, a huge thank you to He-Mania, Pixel Arcadia, Bitmap Bureau, Clear River Games, Battle Ram Blog, Planet Eternia, Toyplosion, 88 Films, and everybody else in the community sharing this stuff and helping fans like me discover it. I'll put the links to the original sources, accounts, and stories in the show notes so you can go check them out and support their work. I'm Sean Ayala. This is Eternia Select. Until next time, good journey.